Franklin Graham has long felt profoundly blessed because he has two amazing fathers, one in heaven, one here on earth.
When I think of Father's Day, I'm always grateful for the father that my heavenly father gave me here on this earth. My father was always available to me as a son.
That caring love and attention has never stopped.
Even when I go see him today, he's always excited to see me. And he acts as though I'm the most important person in the world. And he does that really for all of his children, but he's just a special man.
In short, says Franklin, Billy Graham has set the example of a godly father for him.
Spiritual leader that he is in the home. And the example that he has been to me as a son, the example spiritually in my life, always encouraging me to read the scripture, to study the scripture, to know the scripture, to apply the scripture to my life. So I'm very thankful to him. And as a father myself, I want to be an example to my children and to my grandchildren.
The Bible offers many examples for fathers, grandfathers, and all men to follow. Franklin's sister and fellow evangelist Ann Graham Lotz explored one of those examples in the Father's Day edition of her daily devotional teaching.
2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen that one man who is fully committed to him. Speak the truth. Walk with God when everyone else is running away from him. Be an honorable husband and a committed father. God is looking for those who believe that what he says is more important than what anyone else says."
Franklin Graham was asked if he has advice for fathers.
I think when I look at advice for dads, is you have to be the same person in public as you are at home. You can't be two. And the importance of when you say yes, your yes is yes. When you say no, your no is no. Your word has to be your bond.
We all know that fathers can have great influence in the lives of their children, but Franklin Graham reminds us that in the final analysis, there's one most important thing dads need to show.
The importance that we are in the family as fathers to our children and our grandchildren, that we will be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and to our Heavenly Father.
I'm Mike McLean.